that lovely little theme song would indicate to me that it was time for another exciting episode of Blind Like Me. Hello there, I'm Phil Parr, and I'm usually here by myself. But today we have Tom Houston and Don Shar with us today.
Yes, sir.
It's so nice to see both of your smiling faces
certainly
here.
Certainly nice to be here.
Never been on a Blind Like Me before, do I? And as if that weren't enough, and God knows it should be, we have with us Dale Campbell and Skyler are with us today. Guys, how are y'all?
Man, we are doing great. How is everybody else doing?
Nice round of applause for you there.
Thanks.
And we're
Skyler?
Hi.
How are you today?
Hi, good. Skyler.
Well, we're glad to. This is her first time actually on the air, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really is. We're ready to rock and roll here.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, when Skyler found out we had the opportunity to do 2 hours today, she was like, we're making cookies.
Cookies. Let's do it.
And we're also making gingerbread cookies.
All right.
So we mixed up the gingerbread, and we've got it stuck away in the refrigerator.
Really?
Chilling, as per the recipe. And the recipe is kind of cool. I got it from a website, everybody. It's called ChristmasCookies.com.
Okay.
It's located at www.Christmas-cookies.com.
ChristmasCookies.com.
And they've got now these cookies have been around forever. They're called cookies in a jar. But what you do, basically, they've got some recipes on there. They make great gift items to give to somebody, the postman, somebody, your hairdresser, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got several different types of cookies and instructions on how to put them in a mason jar or just a quart jar.
Mm-hmm.
And you layer the dry ingredients in. And then you come back with the wet ingredients, a little card that tells how to mix the wet ingredients, the eggs, the water, whatnot, whatever else goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you mix all that in together. You put your little card on it, tie a nice ribbon on the jar, and give it as a gift.
I gave my hairdresser a car, so I won't need those for my hairdresser.
All right.
But
now,
maybe
some people out there, they probably don't have enough hair to get a haircut.
I don't either.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, man, I'm about gone.
Just hanging around with a bunch of blind people.
Bunch of blind people, that's it, man. I'm
what a deal.
Anyway, cookies today, what gingerbread and what else?
Skyler, you want to
tell us
the list of the cookies we're going to be doing, what we're going to be making today?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
No-bake cookies, microwave peanut butter fudge.
All right.
Chewy cheesecake cookies.
All right.
That's my favorite.
Gingerbread cookies, my favorite.
Okay.
And gingerbread cookies. So
all right.
Everything is really pretty quick and pretty easy to make.
But you're going to cheat and do some of those no-bake, those little cookies that you just cut out and put on the cookie sheet and stick them in the oven?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Some of those Pillsbury specials.
I love them.
Yeah.
I love them. You
right?
can just eat the dough if
yeah.
you want to.
You can't beat those.
You can't.
Now, one of the cookies we're going to be doing is as Skyler said, is the no-bake cookie.
Uh-huh.
So let me let her kind of read the recipe to everybody as
okay.
we get things together here.
No-bake cookies. That's what we need. All right.
1 stick of butter.
Okay.
2 cup sugar. 1/2 cup milk. 1/2 cup of cocoa. And you mix that in a pan, and you bring it to boil. Boil for 2 minutes while stirring constantly.
Okay.
Then add 4 cups of oatmeal, 1/2 cup peanut butter, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1/2 cup of coconut. Mix together quickly and drop by spoonfuls onto waxed paper.
Okay.
All right. How's that sound, y'all?
Sounds great to me.
Great.
Nice, quick, and easy, huh?
Yeah. We're going to actually do those today?
I'm actually pulling out like a broiler pan, just the bottom of it, and that's what we're going to lay the wax paper in.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to get those ready to go here in just a minute. By the way, in case y'all are wondering, the banana nut bread we did on the last...
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd that do? Did we lose him?
I think we did.
Skyler?
Yes.
I think we lost Daddy there. He's he unplugged his headset.
I can't hear him.
I think he unplugged his headset and he doesn't know it. Tell him. Tell him,
Dale.
You've screwed up.
You.
You've screwed up, Dale. You can't say that, can you? You can't say, Dale, you've screwed up. You can't say that, can you? We'd get you in trouble, wouldn't we?
There we go.
Okay, now you're back. I tried to get her to say, Dale, you've screwed up, and she wouldn't do it.
I think it was Kelsey.
Oh, could have been.
He didn't like me making those jokes about him, you know?
No, I can't blame you for that. Anyway.
All right, so let me get this here going.
Broiler pan out.
Broiler pan out, covered with wax paper.
You were telling us how the banana nut bread did last time.
Yes, it did excellently.
I would imagine so.
Very good.
I bet.
Had a little bite of it. The ham, while we were gone, I went ahead and basted the ham up, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, too.
So here we go. I've got the heat on. I've got the butter and the chocolate and the milk in the pan, the saucepan. I'm adding to that the sugar.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds right. Like they're going to be good.
What else
man.
Goes in here, baby? The sugar and the chocolate.
Is that my thing making it beeping noise?
I think so, yeah.
All right, let me turn this down just a hair. Mm-hmm. That'll stop that. All right. Mm-hmm.
And what else?
Yeah. All these ingredients.
Yep.
4 cups of oatmeal.
Okay.
Oatmeal.
And after this melts up, right? We have to let this boil for 2 minutes?
Yes. While stirring constantly.
Stirring constantly.
That's right. You got to stir constantly.
So these are oatmeal cookies, right?
All right. Had to realign the pan here.
All right.
We went to Sam's this weekend and saw this big, gigantic, I'm talking about big, giant tub of chocolate chip cookie dough already made up and in the container and just ready to put out on the cookie sheet
right.
And put in the oven. Man, they are great, too,
yeah.
And easy.
You know, with that stuff, what's hard is to get it onto the cookie sheet and get it in the oven.
Yeah, that's the hardest part.
Eating it as you go, I do.
You know, that stuff, he cooks up and eats up so well.
Oh, man.
You know, I mean, it goes nice.
Yeah.
Scott, would you stir that up, please, baby?
Sure.
I always have somebody come around selling that. Girl Scouts, not Girl Scouts, but for some like school band project or something, they sell those in tubs of that.
Yeah. But this tub at Sam's is like a gigantic butter tub, man. It's like huge.
Wow.
Giant.
Did you get it? Did you buy it?
No.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's at your house.
Oh, yeah.
So if we come by.
Well, yeah, except most of it's gone by now.
Oh,
but, yeah,
well,
no kidding, man. It's great.
Yeah. It would be.
That would be.
Right. So this show is only cookies. This is cookies only, cooking in the dark.
Dale. Cooking in
yes,
the dark.
Yes.
This is just cookies.
Yes.
That we're going to do today. Oh, okay. All right. Well, the ham ought to be ready.
The ham is coming right along. In fact, I was going to stick the old temperature in there and let you guys
right.
Put a thermometer and let you see how... what the temperature is at.
That would be good.
Yeah, hear that again.
I'm going to turn the heat up a little bit. We were on about medium-low. I'm going to come up to about medium. We've got Skyler on it stirring it up.
Okay.
No, go ahead and keep on stirring, baby.
Nice to have an assistant, isn't it?
I think he's unplugged.
Yeah, it is. It's great to have an assistant in here today.
Yeah.
Somebody to keep track of where I'm putting stuff.
There you go.
Yeah. Things. That's always good. Have a sighted assistant.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking for... I just had it.
What?
The cooking thermometer.
Where's Mama?
Here it is.
Is Candace home?
Not yet.
Oh.
It's pretty hot.
She gets off at... she's out of school now.
Okay.
But, I mean, the kids are gone. Let's put it that way, you know?
Oh, are they?
But they have a half day tomorrow, and then she has a work day. They kind of tease them a little bit. If they got all their grades done and all their stuff done, then they got Friday off. But
half day is on Thursday.
Being a first-grade student, I mean a first-grade teacher, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, she's teaching English to first graders.
Yeah, she actually has a master's degree in reading.
Oh, really?
So that's pretty nice.
Well, it is.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, can y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Thermometer in the...
Yeah.
the old cam here. I'm going to let it sit here just for a minute and actuate itself.
Okay.
Whenever you stick a thermometer in, you need to let it sit there for a minute. Well, not a minute, but a few seconds, so it'll give you a good even reading.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So we'll see if we can hear this.
All right, hold it down there. Let's see.
181.8. We are doing good here.
Boy, that's a little higher. You want it, isn't it?
Yeah. And Skyler just told me the outside of it's black.
Well, that's what you want, though.
Uh-huh. Sure
that's what you want, is that glazed look on it.
Because it'll have that glaze on there, which will be perfect.
Makes it good.
Sorry, didn't know.
Okay, so it's done.
Yeah, it is done. I'm going to, in fact, take it and set it out here.
Yep.
Put it out on the countertop. Not on the countertop, but on the stovetop here next to Skyler.
Yeah.
Move my butter dish here.
I got a question now that we're talking about cooking and talking things like this thermometer and these things.
Right.
My Radio Shack and Phil, I think you may have the same model, the talking timer that we bought a few years ago.
I have it, yes.
Mine finally bit the dust, cratered out. It's no longer, it's gone. And where can I get another one? That's the question.
Where can you get another talking cooking timer?
Yeah.
Well, funny you should ask that.
So happens.
Wine my smart.
It's amazing that you'd ask a thing like that.
That's why I had to ask that question.
Yeah.
Don's reading his script over here.
You'd think we staged that, wouldn't you?
The check is in the mail.
They should know us well enough to know we don't stage anything. We just do it.
No, we
just do it. We don't.
Yeah, if anybody's been a guest at the studio, we know that.
We just do it. We don't worry
about
it. We don't have to prepare. These guys used to, when they went to get something to drink, they'd be real quiet about opening it. Now they just hear them
pop that top.
Just hear them opening and popping tops on the air now.
Yeah.
Right?
What a deal.
We don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Exactly.
We don't
care. You know the producer of the show.
What are they going to do? Take us off?
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Skyler's informed me that we're bubbling.
Really bubbling? Mm.
So
really
turn
bubbling.
The heat off on the cookies. And I'm going to slide in beside her here.
Okay, here, I moved away. You can take full
size. Okay, go ahead and slide in there, Sky.
Okay.
You start stirring. Now, what size is that? Is that a half cup?
Yes.
Okay. We need to add 4 cups of oats to our chocolate here.
Not 4 cups.
And while I'm adding, Skyler's going to keep stirring. But I've had to go down to a half cup measuring cup to get it because these oats are new and full. That'll help keep less of a mess from forming here on the.
So we'll need 8 half cups.
There's 2, three.
That's a lot, isn't it?
That looks like a lot of oatmeal to me, man.
Yeah, it's a lot going in here.
Man, when that bubbles and that expands, you're going to have a mess there, Dan.
You're going to have quite a few, huh?
How far are we along, Sean? What time is it? We got?
21 after.
What does your watch say, Don?
5 seconds.
How much? 14:05?
14:05.
Okay.
Here we go.
Need to know when to take them.
Yeah, we've got quite a few in here now.
Boy, you're going to have a lot. You get that oatmeal. That's going to be, man.
Yeah, I've added 2.5 cups. I'm going to stir it up here. What we've got to do is kind of get it stirred up before it starts setting.
You do.
In other words, you get the over on the counter is the vanilla extract.
Yeah, I hope there's plenty of liquid. If there's not plenty of liquid, you're going to have a mess.
Vanilla on it.
Yeah, if it sets up first.
Yeah.
Ha-ha. It has a Z on it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
My vanilla extract, I put one of those soft, they're like the raised sticky letters.
Yeah.
But it's a huge letter. It's probably about a good 1.5 inches tall.
Can I pour it?
Let me do it. We just need to put about a tablespoon in there. Not very much.
You want me to get a tablespoon?
No, I'll do it right here. We're just going to guess with the vanilla.
You're fixing to have a lot of oatmeal or cookies there. My God.
Actually, here you go, baby.
Oh, thank you.
When we started, when I was stirring this up, it's pretty runny. We've taken it off the heat, so what we're just basically doing is mixing up the chocolate and the sugar and the butter and the milk, the mixture that we put in here before, and pretty much just coating all of the oats. So they're going to cook a tad bit, but they're not going to have a chance, of course, to cook all the way through and go poof.
Well, they won't be runny when you get through, when you pour that liquid on them. They'll start to,
Yeah, what we've done, we added them directly to the pan. I'm going to put the last half cup in right now, and we'll be ready to go. We'll be ready to turn our attention towards the gingerbread cookies.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, what we did with the gingerbread cookies, I'll tell you what, while I'm stirring this stuff up, I'll go ahead and let Skyler tell you how we made those.
Okay.
What the ingredients are. And what you want to do is you want to mix all the dry ingredients with the gingerbread cookies together first, and mix in the wet ingredients, which is basically a stick of butter, 3/4 cup of honey, and a couple of eggs. And then when the mixture comes out, it's kind of a really kind of a crumbly mixture. Okay. All right, Skyler, go ahead and read them the gingerbread cookies.
Okay.
All right.
1/2 cup softened butter.
Okay.
3/4 cup molasses.
Mm.
1 or 2 eggs.
And with the molasses there, y'all can, you can substitute honey for molasses.
Which is what you're going to do.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Okay. Go ahead, Skyler.
Until completely blended, cover and refrigerate for 45 minutes.
All right.
Preheat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Roll dough to 1/4 inch thick on a lightly floured surface. Cut into shapes. Place cookies on lightly greased cookie sheet about 2 inches apart.
Okay.
Okay.
Bake 10 to 15 minutes. Decorate with icing.
Right. All right, if you had a mole, we could make a gingerbread man. That's what we used to do with our kids.
We made we did pick up and buy a
gingerbread cookie cutter.
Gingerbread cookie cutter.
Oh, really? Did you?
Gingerbread man cutter. So
what a guy. All right.
One of the books Candace reads her kids is the gingerbread man.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that all her kids tomorrow are going to have, they're going to get to decorate their own gingerbread cookies.
All right.
Which will be kind of fun. What I'm doing here now, y'all.
Careful.
Is spooning out all the oatmeal cookies here onto the cookie sheet, which has been covered with wax paper. We'll set them out here and let them cool.
Well, while you do that, I think we'll take a little break and be back with more cookie making and cooking in the dark and Dale Campbell in just a minute. Hang on.
You know, as an educator of the blind and visually impaired school-age children, community college level, there's one recurring problem, and that seems to be having all the Braille materials you need for your students when you need them. It sort of harkens back to Abraham Lincoln, having some of the materials all the time or all the materials some of the time, but seems like never all of them all the time. And in browsing on the Internet, I ran across an interesting article that describes how one state in particular has perhaps solved this problem. Seems that the state of Delaware, in association with several organizations, have been training inmates in their correctional institutions as Braille transcriptionists, whereby these fellows, after they're trained, are transcribing most of the Braille materials that the school-age students in Delaware need. And further research really shows that some 30 states now have started similar programs and have all been quite successful. The inmates in the Delaware correctional facilities have seemed to have made very good candidates for this program, And the program is quite intense. The men are subjected to at least a year's training, at the end of which they earn their certificates from the Library of Congress in Braille transcription. Now, there's three levels in this area, just Braille transcribing, and then there's the math and scientific code transcriptionist, and then there's music transcription. You know, if you stop and think about it, the benefits of this type of program are twofold. Number one, of course, is the obvious. The students have their Braille materials. But secondly is this, the possibility of employment prospects for the inmates who are trained as transcriptionists. Anyway, it sounds like a good deal to me. Key words on this subject, if you care to go read more, are blind, or prisons, and Braille embossing. Anyway, go give it a look. And that's this week's Look on the Blind Side. I'm Don Patterson.
On the Blind Side, answering questions nobody asks.
Hi, my name's Donna, and for the past 5 years, I've lived up here in the cold country, Rochester, Minnesota. I'd love to move
love
to a warmer
place.
Love
is blind.
But, you know,
the audio magazine
you know
for singles.
To find. Anyway, I'm around 32 years old, give or take a couple of years, and never been married. Oh, come close once or twice, but things just didn't work out.
If you'd like more information about this exciting new magazine, phone toll-free 1-877-222-0679. That's 1-877-222-0679. Or you can receive the same information as an email. Our address is loveisblind, all one word, at blindlikeme.com. That's loveisblind at blindlikeme.com.
All right, here we are back with the Christmas Cooking in the Dark show. We're doing cookies, Dale Campbell. Skyler Campbell, how are you? Her last name's not.
Hey, man, we're doing great.
I'm sorry.
I'll tell you one thing. I think we're all getting ready for time to start ripping some presents.
Yeah.
Think it's time?
I think it's time.
Ah.
You know, they won't let me even touch my presents.
Why is that?
You know, I don't even know if they wrap them or not.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, Dale, speaking of presents here... If anyone needs to buy for an early Christmas present a talking watch, and I believe that this Radio Shack talking watch that Radio Shack used to sell that they don't sell anymore, you know the one I'm talking about?
Right.
Yeah, I have one.
I do think that was a really fine watch.
This one here.
Dale, I got that for you one time.
That one right there.
She got one for you one time, huh, Dale?
Yeah, that's what she got me last year for Christmas was a talking watch.
Yeah, the very watch.
I don't know what time it was.
Yeah.
So that worked out well.
But you're pretty good at guessing.
He's pretty close at guessing, huh?
Yeah, I use the old TV trick.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Memorized, but how much are those? There, Mr. Shaw.
The four-alarm talking watch, which is really handy for, like, cooking and all these other things that you're doing that you need a, you know, an alarm set for, you know, to do at a certain time.
Does that one have the countdown timer on it?
Yes, it does.
I mean, count-up timer.
The count-up timer.
The stopwatch thing on it, yes.
Yeah, that's excellent, too.
So, yeah, for timing these cooking things, man, it's just a thing to have. Nice metal construction, metal band. You know, it's a well-made watch. Anyway, it's
Why would I get one if I wanted one?
if you wanted one of these watches,
yeah.
What you would need to do is send your email to asking about them to n5gbi@cox.net, and I'll reply back to you and send you all the information on the watch. The watch, I'll just tell you that the price on these watches is $22.95 and flat $4 shipping anywhere in the world. So
$22.95 plus $4 for shipping.
Yeah.
We'll get you this Radio Shack watch, and they're a watch. I've got three or four of them that I keep putting batteries in because I don't ever want to be without one. It's the best talking watch I've ever seen for blind people. You can set all four alarms. You can set the stopwatch. The only thing is it doesn't talk after midnight. or after 10 p.m.
It never do the hourly announcement after 10.
It doesn't do the hourly announcements, and I'm usually up all night. So I, anyway.
Yeah, for someone with sleep.
Yeah.
What do you call that? Where their sleep timer is off?
Yeah, sleep deprivation.
Insomnia. Wouldn't be much good at night.
N5 GBI at Cox.net. Is that right?
Yeah, Cox.net.
Cox.net. N5 GBI at Cox.net. We get information about the watch.
That's right.
Okay, back to cooking, Dale.
It'll be, let's see, this show, it's now Friday or Saturday, depending on when you're listening to this.
Yeah.
And you've got a week until Christmas, so there'll be time to get your order in.
If you did it,
yeah,
there would be.
It'll be a priority mail by Mr. Shaw.
That's right.
And it'll have it right there.
If you did it, you could be done.
The same we're doing with the cooking aprons and the kitchen grips and, man, the BRA T-shirt.
Yeah.
What we've done right now, I've taken the gingerbread cookie dough that we made. One of the things, after you get it all mixed up, you have to refrigerate it for about 45 minutes. And then it comes out, it's really crumbly. It's almost like it's almost like something you would make for an apple crisp or something, because you don't have really any liquid in it, just the honey, the eggs, and the butter. So what you want to do is kind of form it together, squeeze it together tight into a compact ball, and then put it on a floured surface and roll it out. What I did was I grabbed enough that was about the size of a large softball, not maybe a beef softball, but a little bit smaller than that.
Uh-huh.
And then I took another a large cookie sheet or a flour surface or a cardboard surface, whatever you have, flour it, and I started pressing the dough down until I got it down pretty flat, and then I took the rolling pin and started rolling them out. I rolled it out nice and flat, and now Skylar is cutting out the gingerbread men. And once she gets those cut out, we'll kind of lift up the dough around the gingerbread men.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what she's doing now. And we're going to toss it back in the bowl, and we'll mess it together, you know, mix it together with some of the other dough, and come back and just keep repeating the process.
Kind of cool.
Once
the
way
it
works.
Once she gets the dough mixed, or the unused dough, the outline dough, if you want to call it that, removed. Okay. Now I'm going to give her the spatula.
Thank you.
And she's going to lift those off.
Scoop up the cookies, and we're going to put them on a greased cookie sheet.
Okay.
Last, he says.
Now, you made gingerbread men.
Yes, we made gingerbread men.
Oh,
thank you.
And you, what know, I mean, you could use these to go as far, too, if you wanted to, on this recipe, to just make it out in squares or make it out in big sheets.
Sure.
And build a gingerbread house with it.
Yeah.
Mix up some icing to use for that. There's a recipe of basically sugar and water, and I forget something else that you add to it to make, like, candy glass.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make glass, and of course use peppermints for everything, and it's a lot of fun.
I don't know how gingerbread got to be so popular for children.
My house, and when Bert used to live inside, he came into my closet and he ate it.
I interrupted you. Tell me that story again, Skylar.
Go ahead. Tell him the story again.
Tell me the story again. I missed part of that.
I have a dog named Bert.
Uh huh.
And one time I made a gingerbread house, and he came into my closet, and he ate it.
What a deal.
Dogs will do that.
They will.
I mean,
dogs
really
will do that.
Bert is Bert's our resident pinhead dog.
Yeah, he's a big pinhead.
Now, what does Kelsey think of Bert?
I don't know what he thinks about him. The first time they met, Bert is a miniature schnauzer, and he came running up and tried to bite him, so here he is dangling from Kelsey's neck, and Kelsey just kind of shrugged him off and kept on walking. So they don't really get along or speak to each other that much, you know?
Okay, I'm rolling up
that's
the dough
amazing.
That
okay.
we've got left over.
Okay, Skylar's rolling up the dough. We've got room for a few more gingerbread cookies on here.
Okay.
If you
want to
move them close together a little bit more, I just kind of
ate that gingerbread house.
About 2 inches is good, because they'll kind of puff up a little bit when they cook.
And they don't want to be cooked together.
Say what? Let me do the dough, and why don't you read them how we're going to do the icing to decorate them when
the
they come
thing?
Out?
Oh,
uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My hands are kind of floury, so I guess it really doesn't matter.
No,
it doesn't hurt anything. We're cooking.
Okay,
that's right.
For frosting, I'll have to have 1/2 cup of butter.
All right.
Or 1 stick softened. 1.5 cup. Of powdered sugar.
Okay.
1 tablespoon milk. 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla extract, beating together 1 cup of powdered sugar and softened butter in a medium bowl with an electric mixer.
Okay.
Mix in another 1/2 cup of powdered sugar, then add 1 tablespoon of milk and the vanilla extract. Mix for about 1 minute to make the frosting. And that's all you have to do, which is really easy.
Man, you folks are using a lot of butter today. Good
butter,
Lord.
Butter is the main ingredient, I believe.
Man.
I mean, butter, butter, butter everywhere.
That's right.
Now, one thing you'll do with this, what we're going to do with this sugar, I mean, the icing, once we get it made, we're going to take, divvy some of it out and put some food coloring in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll be kind of colored, of course. And then we're going to put it in a, like a Ziploc bag, a small sandwich bag.
Uh-huh.
And cut the little corner off, and then she'll be able to squeeze it out and decorate the gingerbread men.
Hey, Dale.
Line around their bodies or eyes and a nose.
What
and
a deal.
And all that stuff.
Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Dale.
Yeah.
Talking about using all that butter or margarine today kind of makes you think about that post that went around the list here 6 months or so ago, doesn't it, about the margarine?
Yes. Now, that was very interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, about the content and all that. And margarine.
I quit eating margarine that day.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
You know, so I think a lot, I hope a lot of people did. I did when I saw that. You know, I think the thing that got me the most on that whole post was the fact that they said that margarine is only, what, 1 molecule away from being plastic?
Yeah, yeah. No kidding. That'll make you think, won't it?
Yeah, sure will. That, and I think that the melting point of margarine is 117 degrees.
Yeah.
So one question I had was, gosh, when does your body get to 117 degrees?
Never.
Never.
You know? So, if it doesn't clear, I guess it's there forever.
I went to this little tub of whipped butter.
Really?
That's kind of spreadable butter. It comes in a little round, kind of a paper-looking tub. I started using that, and the taste of it is good, and it's, you know, I don't know how bad it is for you, but I like it.
It's real butter.
It's real butter.
No margarine.
Nope.
In here.
It's
good cholesterol butter.
It's
good
cholesterol
butter there.
And so, you know, stick it in the microwave for 10 seconds, and it melts a little bit. You can just spread it on your toast easy, so easy, you know. With
yeah.
The,
sounds like a thing to have.
It is. It's the deal. It's no plastic for me.
That's right.
All right. Where is he talking to?
Okay, the next. What we're going to do real quick before. How are we doing on time, guys?
We're in good shape, sir. We're in good shape.
All right. I tell you what I think we're going to do.
Yeah.
We are going to deviate from the norm here just for a second.
Okay.
And do this microwave fudge.
That's a great. Good.
And this is a, man, I can't wait to do this one for everybody. This is so quick, so simple, and so easy.
All right.
In fact, our neighbor, Andrew, just walked in. So we may even have him do a little help in here with
it. Okay.
But what you want to do is you want to take, how much is it, Skylar? 3 cups of powdered sugar? Convectioner
sugar? 3 cups of convectioner sugar. And convectioner
sugar. You kind of sift that into a microwave safe bowl. And that's what I've got going here is my little sifter, and we're sifting it down. It kind of, it'll break it up, make it nice and fine for you. And what do we do after we sift this in the bowl, Skylar?
Over that. Scatter 1 stick of butter or margarine. Here goes with the Lord. Butter. Again.
Another butter.
More butter.
God
we need more butter.
Money.
What I've done with the butter, I've kind of opened it up out of the wrapper and just cut it into probably about 1/2-inch thick slices. Once I get this powdered sugar all sifted in.
Yeah, you just can't go wrong with the. I just eat one of the slices if I was there. Probably put it on a cracker.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Just butter on the cracker will it's just wonderful. I love
it's great.
It.
It's, yeah, it is.
Butter on the cracker.
Yes, sir. I love it. At the restaurants, you've never done that before they brought your food?
Oh, yeah.
Butter up a cracker because you're starving to death.
Oh, yeah.
Starving to death.
You only, you know, weigh 300 pounds. You're starving to death.
Sometimes we can't get to the crackers.
That's right.
We got a little girl that loves crackers.
Uh-huh.
And she gets into them.
Now, regular saltines, does she like those?
Yes. Club.
Oh, man.
Hey, we have a guest here in the studio.
All right.
You want to introduce our guest, Skylar?
Come here, Andrew.
Oh, he split.
Andrew hooked him, huh?
Come here. You just say hi. This is
Actually, Andrew, what I'd like you to do, Andrew, is say cooking in the dark in Russian.
Okay. You ready?
Cooking.
Oh, okay. He's got to remember the word.
Okay. We'll give him a minute.
Andrew's mother is from Russia, from St. Petersburg.
Really?
She's been over in the country about 20 years. She was the one I was telling y'all earlier about that does teaches the languages over at the Space Center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But so we're kind of learning Russian, but he's going to practice those words real fast so he doesn't mess them up for our audience.
Okay.
Okay.
And maybe if we have any folks in Russia listening, they'll understand part of the show.
Well, they could hear it there.
An immigrant on the list may listen to the show. So.
Of course, they might be doing better than we do understanding the show.
How about immigrant? Immigrant on the list. Is that what you said, Joe?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah, immigrant. Immigrant is from.
Where is she from?
She's from Russia.
You know, I know she's from Russia, but I don't know what part.
No, I don't either. Don't know what part.
Very sharp lady. I don't know where she's from, but she's very sharp.
She sure is.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. So okay. So we put the sugar in. We put the butter on top. Now what else do we need to do?
That's
I think we've got to add.
Over the margarine, scatter 1 cup peanut butter.
Mm. Ooh. All right.
That'll work.
We're doing that.
Andrew has got his words down.
All right.
Okay, Andrew, come over here and say this.
Front and center.
You ready? 1, 2, 3.
What do y'all think about that?
I think it's wonderful.
Hey, nice Andrew.
Well, man, it's the first Russian we've ever had on the show. It's kind of a big deal for us, you know.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Okay, I've scattered and smothered the old peanut butter on top of the butter, which is on top of the convection sugar.
What a deal.
Oh, wait. You were supposed to put 1 thing of butter on margarine.
I did that.
We did. We did that.
Yeah, we've got the butter in there. We've got the margarine.
We can put another one, I guess.
The recipe that's kind of cool. You don't mix it. You just take it, toss it straight in the microwave, and we microwave it on high for 2 minutes.
Put a lid on it or not?
Put a lid on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you know, that's one of these little gadgets I got when we did that order from Progressive is a like a microwave, like a plate cover, and it stands about 3 inches tall. It's about 8 inches in diameter.
You want me to get it?
And it's perfect for... just simply putting over the top of something when you're reheating a cup of coffee, food, bacon, whatever.
Yeah.
It really helps reduce the grease splatters.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Two minutes.
2 minutes? How are we doing on time, Sean? What's time? How much? How long are we in?
Just a second. Hey, Dale, talking about these kitchen appliances, we looked at the Hamilton Beach grill that you've been talking about on the list.
Right.
And, man, that thing really looks fine. I think we're going to have one.
You know, the Hamilton Beach is really, really pretty cool. I like the fact that I've gotten used to using it. The timer on it's really nice.
Yeah.
I love the fact that the grease drains down into the compartment.
I like that feature better myself.
It keeps that grease trap over to the side and out of the way so you can't accidentally hit it, bump it, you know, send it flying like you can with that George Foreman.
That's right.
Something I discovered, too, after using it a few times, if you use the griddle feature and have it open to where you can, you know, use both sides to fry eggs or bacon or whatever on, it will drain the top, the lid, will drain down into the grease trap as well.
It will?
Sure will.
Now, that's a good feature. I wondered how that would work.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Okay.
And I love the interchangeable plates. I mean, it's so easy to clean it.
Oh, yeah, it'd be easy to clean up, man.
Pop the plates, throw them in the dishwasher, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
So, but you open it up, and you can use both sides as a griddle.
Yeah.
You can use both sides. It'll open
what
up both
deal,
sides
man.
Lay flat.
Yeah. Oh,
so you can use it. I mean, I guess about the best thing, you know, bacon or, I mean, not bacon. I would do bacon with the clothes.
I would.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
It'll cut
yeah.
down the grease aspect.
Oh, sure.
But eggs you can do with it open, pancakes. You know, we made grilled cheese sandwiches on it a few nights ago, and holy cow. Don't put that timer on 4 minutes because that is way too long.
Really?
It heats it up nice. I mean, we made some potato soup and, you know, some grilled cheese. So that came out really great.
So this is just an improvement on the George Foreman idea.
I think it is.
I think so.
It really is. I think if George and I enjoy the Foreman is a great, great little contraption.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is definitely an improvement. Price-wise, it's about the same. But I think we've learned from, you know, discussions on the list to make sure that kind of read the package and check and make sure of what you're getting. Because, you can, you know, they have different features. Some do not, some have, I mean, they all have the removable griddles, but not all of them have, like, the flat griddle. You know, it's just a griddle insert. They don't have the flat pancake griddle. Okay, our 2 minutes is up. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pop this out. Skyler's going to read us what our next step is.
All right, I'll tell you what, before she does it, let's take a little break.
Okay.
All right, be right back with more Cooking in the Dark. Dale Campbell, Tom Houston, Don Shaw, and I'm Phil Parr, and we'll be back in just a second, okay? Hang on.
Certifies screen reader friendly. Now, with this week's Blind Sites, here's Tim Cummings.
Do you have a lot of old records sitting around the house that you'd like to transfer over to your computer and then transfer onto CD? But you're kind of nervous because a lot of them haven't been played in a while and they've got that terrible pop and crackle noise that you hear on old LPs that aren't in good shape? Well, I've got a solution for you which is inexpensive and works very, very well. If you go to
www.depopper.com,
you'll find a program called the Depopper program, which will take those files once you put them into your computer and remove all those clicks and pops and make them sound like new. The site's very accessible. The program is only $18. I've used it. It works very, very well on restoring old LPs, making them sound great. And I would give the website a screen reader friendliness rating of A10. And the great thing is you can download the program and try it for 30 days before you buy it. So it's something you should check out if you're interested in cleaning up those old LPs and getting them onto CD. Again, the website is www.depopper.com. And for Blind Sites, this is Tim Cummings saying, keep on blind sighting.
If you found a screen reader friendly website you'd like us to mention, send your email to blindlikeme, all one word, at txucom.net. And join us again next time for Blind Sight.
Hi, my name's Donna, and for the past 5 years, I've lived up here in the cold country, Rochester, Minnesota. I'd love to move
love
to a warmer place.
Love is blind.
But, you know,
the audio magazine
you know
for singles.
To find. Anyway, I'm around 32 years old, give or take a couple of years, and never been married. Oh, come close once or twice, but things just didn't work out.
If you'd like more information about this exciting new magazine, phone toll-free 1-877-222-0679. That's 1-877-222-0679. Or you can receive the same information as an email. Our address is loveisblind, all one word, at blindlikeme.com. That's loveisblind at blindlikeme.com.
Back with more Cooking in the Dark, our Christmas show for 2004. Skyler, Feliz, sing jingle bell. Tom Houston, Don Shaw, and I'm Phil Parr. Dale Campbell and Skyler are both here with us.
Yeah,
today, gentlemen, ladies,
all here.
Where are we?
And ready.
We are stirring up the what you want to do with this microwave fudge.
Yep.
After it comes out, is stir it up, and let me get a. I was using a plastic spoon, but I'm going to need a nylon spoon, actually. I'm going to need a little more power than that.
Something a little better. Doesn't bend. Yeah.
So just that butter and that sugar and stuff in there, it's kind of thick.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, let me find it here.
Good heavens.
Whoa.
We had an explosion over there, didn't we?
We've had an explosion. What happened? She dropped. She dropped her phone.
No.
No.
You dropped your phone, Skylar?
No, I didn't do anything.
Oh, Skylar didn't do it.
Must have.
We'll blame it on Bert.
All right. Or Kelsey.
So what I'm doing is mixing this this mixture up here, the sugar and the butter and the peanut butter.
Hmm.
Pretty stiff and pretty gooey, y'all.
I imagine.
It is.
We're going to bake this again or bake it in the real oven? Or
add to it. You know what? I'm just going to go in with my hands here.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
All else fails.
Use your hands.
Mix it up. Yeah, mix it. Get a better grip on it.
That's what
my second batch is that gingerbread stuff.
Oh, Skylar's rolled out some more gingerbread dough.
More gingerbread, man. We have to bake that now?
Yeah, we'll be baking that at I believe it's 375. For about, or 350, I'm not, mm-hmm. I forget.
I'll check for that.
And the ham is out and sitting on the cabinet now.
The ham is out and ready to eat.
And the potatoes we did, microwave potatoes a while ago, how about them?
They are delicious.
Oh, we've already had some.
Yeah, that little break, folks, that y'all heard was just a commercial or two.
Y'all had dinner.
We got a lot done in that hour.
Y'all had lunch in that hour, didn't you, huh?
Yeah.
Sampled that food.
You have to bake the gingerbread at 350.
Okay. 75.
All right. Okay. 350. For how long?
Cover and refrigerate.
No, we've already done that.
Yeah. We're ahead of that.
10 to 15 minutes.
Okay. All right. 10 to 15 minutes. Okay.
10 to 15 minutes. Okay. So now what we're doing, and y'all with this microwave, know your microwave. You might want to run this about, a minute and a half, depending on how many watts your microwave is. If you're a 600 or a 700-watt microwave, you might want to go about 2 minutes plus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So pull it out and check it. Make sure you don't overcook it, because if you do, it'll crystallize on you a little bit.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, it'll get hard and kind of crunchy-like.
Oh.
Microwaves will do that. Now,
what is the word?
Crystallize? What's a good word? Ask your mom about it. She'll know what it means.
Yeah.
Maybe we told you wrong. We could have lied to you. You don't know about us, Skylar. You better ask your mom. Let me ask you this. Now, these microwave cookies, what? They're just going to be a big blob when you get them out of the microwave.
Yeah, when we pull them out now, what we have to do is spread them out in a greased pan.
All right.
The suggestion on the recipe is like a 10 by or an 11 by 8. Like a little brownie pan or something.
Okay.
I don't have an 11 by 8 pan. So if anybody's looking to get me a Christmas present, I'll take an 11
there
by 8.
There you go.
yeah, hint.
Okay,
yeah.
Vanilla, please, Tyler.
Crystal.
What I'm going to do is put it in. We've greased I've greased a 9-inch cake pan. So I'm going to put it in there. Now what we do is we add about a quarter cup of milk and a teaspoon of vanilla. And we're going to put the lid back on, and we microwave it again for 30 seconds.
Oh, I thought you said a minute and a half.
Oh, no. When we microwaved it the first time, we did it for 2 minutes.
Okay. All right.
And depending on the microwave strength, you might want to check it. Just practice with this recipe a couple times. It's not that hard. It's very easy to do. But you can kind of tell how we're doing. We talked about that about... remember that one show where somebody came on and was melting chocolate, and they actually melted it so hot that they melted their cup that they had it in?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That would be rough.
Yeah, that girl, we talked about that on the show we did live in Houston.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
I sure did.
Yeah.
That was a hoot.
Yeah, we got Henry Caston involved in.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been kind of laying low on the cooking list.
He's a chocolate melting fool, isn't he, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of the cooking list, to subscribe, come join us. We've got 165 members now.
Really?
We just recently added a member from Singapore. So we're represented now in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, of course the United States.
Oh, yeah.
And Texas.
Yeah, and Texas. Yeah.
And Europe. England, I believe we have a member, and we used to have one in Germany, but I'm not sure. I think our German member had some studies.
Mm.
She was in school, so she wasn't able to keep up with us.
Unsubscribed.
But, yeah, we're nationwide. But send an email.
Well, and it's mostly women, see, so you guys.
You know, actually, it's a good mix.
Is it?
Yeah, I really like that. We've got, I'll tell you, old, you know, Bob Silly Blind Man.
Yeah, yeah.
He is definitely our resident baker on the
Yeah, list. He's the baking guy.
He is a baking fool.
Yeah,
so
bake.
We've got, yeah, we've got a really good mix of people on the list, guys and gals. Lee Stone recently rejoined us.
All right.
So it's good to have him back.
Yeah.
And
well, that'll increase your mail volume per day, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I love him, but he posts more messages than anybody I've ever met. He just loves those lists, doesn't he? I love him. We're glad
yeah.
to have him.
Oh, Lee Stone.
We're glad to have him.
Oh, yeah. He's a knucklehead.
Maybe he can come to our next gathering, we hope.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you know what I think we need to do? We need to plan on going up and broadcasting from the race when he races next year.
Yeah, isn't that car race a deal
yeah.
now? That wouldn't that be great to do?
That would be great. I love the story he told last year how he, you know, the guy he was racing with goes, oh, isn't so-and-so, don't you, you know, you don't like so-and-so next to you? He goes, no, I don't really like him. All right, whip the car hard to the left right now. So he did, and wiped that guy out, sent him flying through the infield.
Really?
But, yeah, probably you don't know, Lee is a, they do a little stock car race in between intermission on a, I think it's a 3/8 or half-mile dirt track. Up in New York, they raise money for a camp for kids. I may be incorrect on what they raise money for, but I know they have a heck of a good time.
Do they? Is it all blind people with sighted drivers?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, all blind
oh, really?
Drivers, and you have a sighted coach strapped in next to you.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
He goes, once you get over the, once you realize that you can race and have a wreck and not get hurt,
yeah,
kind of speed up a little bit, you know. So
and,
I'm like, man, that's a hoot.
And then I guess Lee had been able to drive in a former life, maybe, and then he knew the basics anyway, so was able to.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
I don't know whether he could see or not.
I'm
remember.
Not sure either. I'm trying to think. If I think maybe he could, but.
I don't know how much sight he has. Not much, I don't think.
I don't
not
think he had
now.
Any,
oh,
any
no,
now, but.
Now. No.
Could he ever see? That's my question. We know we never have done him on Blind Like Me. I guess we need to do him, don't
yeah,
we?
Sign
yeah,
sign
him up. He and Boop. We haven't done
Boop.
We haven't done her either.
Need to
hey,
hurry
and,
on
no,
it.
Boop, if you're listening, bless your heart. I was looking at the pictures that were taken, and she was wearing a Blind My Smart T-shirt, y'all.
So why is she now?
Yeah, bless her heart.
What a deal.
What a girl.
I did not know that. That's great. Okay, I've stirred up our peanut butter fudge, and let me tell y'all what I've gotten on my hands while I've been spreading it out in the bowl here and tasted real quickly is, yep. Man, ever bit as good as I remember it ever being from Grandma. So what we want to do now, after you get it spread out in this pan, you want to refrigerate it. I think actually put it in the freezer, if I'm not mistaken, for about 3 hours. And then when you pull it out, you can cut it up into hunks and serve it. Or just save it for yourself. Tell everybody it didn't come out. And
everybody just didn't. This
yeah.
didn't work out. And I'm so,
so
sorry.
I don't know what happened to it.
We would. Oh, we wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't rip her off.
We won't let it crystallize or anything.
No.
That's right.
So, basically, y'all, that's about where we're at. I don't think we're going to get to the cream cheese cookies today.
We've only got a few minutes left here.
Oh,
so, three or 4 minutes.
I'm going to have Tyler read that recipe to everybody real quickly.
Cream cheese cookies. I was hoping.
These are, there's not many ingredients to them, and they sound really excellent.
They do. Skyler, you have the recipe there?
Yes.
Okay, read it to us, babe. Okay.
Half cup butter softened, one package cream cheese softened.
That's a 3 ounce package, y'all.
Okay. Get up close to your phone, Silas. We're having a hard time hearing you.
One cup granulated sugar.
Okay.
One cup all purpose flour. One half cup chopped pecans. Directions. Cream, butter, or...
Yeah, what you want to do is cream the butter
yep.
and the sugar and the cream cheese together.
All right.
And I think you want to beat that right until it gets nice and fluffy. And then after it gets fluffy, then you want to add in the other ingredients and add in your flour. And then beat all that together. And what do you do to bake it, baby?
Shape dough into 1-inch balls.
Okay.
Place 2 inches apart on ungreased baking sheet.
Okay.
Dip bottom of glass in water and gently press each cookie flat. Bake at 375 degrees Fahrenheit for 12 to 13 minutes.
And that's it.
So you get a glass that's flat on the bottom, and you just press each cookie flat.
Yeah, you roll them
what
into
a
like
deal.
A ball, a little bit smaller than a golf ball size, and then you use the bottom of, you know, wet it. If you wet a bottom, you know, a glass, like an iced tea glass or something, and squish them flat, it'll keep them sticking to them. And that's all there is to it.
That's pretty cool.
That's a really great recipe. But, yeah, everybody, do check out, if you get a chance, www.christmas-cookies.com. It's a great website. You can just click on one link, and it will list all the recipes alphabetically. So you can sit there and just tab through them. It's very easy to navigate. Our friend Don Chalk, he was still doing some website, and I think he'd give it a 10 out of 10.
I'll check that one out. That sounds like a great site. Everybody's got a website.
The cookies in a jar idea, we're going to do some of those to give away as gifts around here. And Candace even suggested getting a six-pack container.
Yeah.
And painting it gold and then sticking them in there and make one of each kind and give them to your favorite people.
Six-pack of cookies.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I'll volunteer to drink all
a six-pack to go.
Ready.
Yeah, well, you'll need an empty six-pack, of course.
Somebody'll
have to sacrifice.
Yeah, we got a lot of friends, so man,
listen,
I may be seeing y'all in February.
We got to go, and we appreciate you, and y'all enjoy those cookies, and I'm going to go make me a TV dinner or something.
All right.
For supper.
Happy holidays to everybody, and fellas, it's been a great year.
Yeah. Skyler?
Y'all next year, huh?
Skyler?
Yes.
Thank you for coming and being on our radio show.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Okay. All right,
Dale. We'll talk with you. Blind Mice Mart.
Blind Mice Mart. Hurry. We've still got time to shop. If you're listening to this, I can still get some stuff expressed out to you.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. That'll do it for
this
year, I suppose.
This year.
Of course, you know what I forgot to do. I forgot to unlatch the phone a while ago, so we got an hour that I have to pay for that we didn't
pay. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
What a deal.
You'd expect that from me, wouldn't you?
Wow.
Anyway, it's been fun. We have a couple of special guests lined up for next year on Blind Like Me, so we hope you would come and join us. We're going to have, hopefully, Eric Weinmayer, who climbed Mount Everest. He's totally blind, and he climbed Mount Everest. You may have seen him on television or seen an interview with him, but he's got a book out, and we're going to hopefully get him on to talk about his book as one of our first shows next year. So if you'd like to be a guest on Blind Like Me, email us at blindlikeme@txucom.net. Or do we have that domain? Do we have that? We don't have that. I don't know if we do. Anyway, blindlikeme@txucom. There's my telephone. I better go answer it.
That's right.
I see who that is. Let's see. I know who that is. That's Tom Fussell. Let me answer. Let's see. Fussell?
Fire in the fireplace?
You're on the air.
I am.
We're doing a show. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
That's Engineer Tom Fussell. Hang on just a minute. We're just about to be through here. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
All right. Be right with you. More thank you, Tom Houston and Don Shaw.
All right, man. You're a good welcome. Shot.
Good guys.
Shot.
Appreciate y'all coming and joining us and being with us. We'll see you next year on Blind Like Me. Bye-bye.